My dad used to beat me initially, and bruv, my guy used to quote Bible verses.
No,
to he would be like, "He that spareth the rod spoils thee," and then you have to end it, child. Boom.
You know better Bible verses than that. You know better.
You start crying randomly when you hear that in church.
You're at church, you're crying.
PTSD. I hate it.
That was two birds with one stone, though.
Oh, it's true as well.
You're like to the pastor, not Jeremiah. Please don't go to Jeremiah. Please, any other story but Jeremiah, please not.
Go with the flow, better take time.
I'm too busy looking at the waistline.
She moves when I call, don't waste time.
Don't think too much, cause it takes life.
She got wastemen calling all day.
But you know I only move with the sharks, eh? Couple drinks on the table. The last wave had meerkats on her mind all day.
She moves like she ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem.
What's going on, people? Email from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheese.
This season is sponsored by Boohoo Man. Use the discount code PTM10 or click the link in the description below for 10% off your next orders on the Boohoo Man website.
Me, it wasn't even strength, it was speed. I remember it was like I came to like 10 and I realized in school in PE I'm actually quite agile. Yeah. And then there was one day my mum was trying to beat me. The day before I watched Dragon Ball Z, one episode where they were teleporting.
Oh, instant transmission.
Teleporting to Namek. Frieza was trying to back and he was teleporting. I was like, cool, let me try this. I stole £5 from my mum's bag. I started waving the £5. I was like, yeah, mum, I took it. What were you going to do? She started trying to beat me. I'm dodging. She's like, what? I'm probably dodging. I'm like, yeah, what? I start calling her Frieza. I was like, what Frieza? What? What are you doing? Then she just does some next move. She done a 360 and she just went bang me in my head. I was like, what the fuck?
You didn't learn that move.
She was like, you don't think I'm watching the shows you're watching? You don't think I'm seeing the shows you're watching?
I'm on season 3, man.
Bruv, I was chilling with the mandem, yeah. And as an Nigerian boy, you have to go home at like 8 p.m. innit. Yeah, but all the mandem are allowed out. The guys like Fabs and that. Yeah, they could go better. Yeah. They could go home at 11 and that. Yeah. So I was out playing late, bruv, chilling, playing football and that. Then my dad, where my window is, you can see the park innit. So my dad shouted out the window, but I pretended I couldn't hear him, bruv. So he came outside, bruv. Came outside with a cane and shit, bruv, in front of all the mandem. And the man, then when they see my dad, they start saying my Nigerian name innit, bruv. Oh, you need to go home, like start running bants, bruv. And the dad tried to lick me. I ran away, bruv. Like, literally.
Ran away. I ran home and got the licks later on. Because I knew.
Yeah, suspended. That's smart. Yeah, you're not getting them licks. Yeah.
You got to do it in private, man. Yeah. In public.
Bro, you got to do it behind closed doors, man. Yeah. No fans.
That's a family thing.
No fans.
No fans. No fans.
No fans.
The last time my mum hit me, I must have been like 13. And I was like, I was getting to that point where I was just like, enough is enough. Yeah. I was growing as well. My mom's best friend, I was taller than her at this point. She tried to hit me. I held her arms. I said, don't hit me. And I walked out the living room. I snapped the door. I felt white as hell. I was like, I'm going to tell Dean and Damien.
They'll be like, we're doing this more free.
Is that it? You just held her arms.
I've slapped her before.
I stole her car.
I didn't even dodge my dad's, but I protected myself. The first time, like, I was like 14, 15. I remember when he punched me and I was surprised. So I was like, okay, anytime he beats me, it's a fight. It's a fighting thing. It's like outside. It's like outside. So I remember he tried to punch me and then I just like, I blocked it and he looked at me like, okay, good. He said, finally.
You're ready. You're ready for level two.
He's ready now.
Roll up his knees as well.
I've been waiting for this.
He starts doing a neck click. Man puts some Vaseline on his face.
On his eyebrows.
He's like, finally. I've been waiting for this for years. He's like, I've been holding back too. I've been holding back too.
You're like, this isn't my final form.
You never seen him with abs, right? I've been training.
I knew this day would come.
Your brother was last year.
Secondary school, yeah. Obviously, being an African child, my parents didn't allow me to sleep over at people's houses, innit? So basically, my best friend Chin, yeah, he after football now, he had curry going rice and pea. So I'm like, oh, yo, Chin's like, I really want to try it. He was like, you know what? Come round to mine over the weekend. My mum makes it like every weekend. You can try all the like the Caribbean food. What I decided to do then, we was in IT class, so we wrote up a fake invitation letter to Spain for a football tournament. Oh. Yeah, cool. So I went to my mum at like, end of school that day. And I was like, mum, I got selected to go and play against other schools in Spain. Can you sign it? She's like, yeah, no problem. Signed it. That week I had a blast, bro. I was trying all the food. I think I had ackee and saltfish for the first time. Anyway, now, so it's time for me to come home. So I thought, when I go home, I need to let my mum believe that I've been to Spain.
You need a tan.
So I researched in Spanish words. So that when I go back home, she'd be like, oh, I picked up a little bit of Spanish.
Man said bonjour.
I knock on my door now, yeah. My mum was like, oh, how are you? I said, obrigado, mami. I'm okay.
That's Portuguese.
Obrigado, mami. She's like, oh, so did you have a nice trip? I said, si, mami. Then she's like, okay, cool. It's good to see you. I said, si. I picked up my bags. I went to go and walk inside. Then my mum, she literally put her arm against the door. She was like, where do you think you're going? So then my mum was like, why are you coming home? I was like, mummy, I wanna... Mummy, that's what you say, mummy. Mummy, I wanna go upstairs. Mum's like, oh, so you know English now, yeah? And then my mum was like, go back and live with the Jamaicans, yeah?
Oh, she
cooked it. I said, mum, that's how you pronounce it. It's not Jamaican, it's Jamaicans. My mum, she's like, oh, so you're now correcting me. She packed my bags. So she already packed my bags with like three of my toys, and she threw it outside. I'm going to throw it outside. When I saw my toys, I immediately got emotional.
You can't do that. That's your first toy. That's your most prized possession. You don't do that.
That's how you know it's real, man.
My man's on the floor.
You saw Barbie's head just after.
I got emotional. That like, mommy, please, mommy. I don't want to live with the Jamaicans.
I started pronouncing like her.
So that I can get back in the good books, innit?
Yeah.
I don't want plantain, I want plantain. She was like, you know what? Wait outside till your father comes home.
Oh, scary.
I was like, no. El Noco, Siesta, no Padre. Fast forward a few months now, and I'm thinking, how did my mom clock that I wasn't going to Spain?
Yeah, that's the question.
Basically, I never asked my passport.
Oh.
Amateur mode. No, but you know what? This was back when we was in the EU, so I thought like my Oyster card would work. Yeah, I just thought we need your Oyster card.
Exactly.
270. I think it used to go to Madrid.
It used to go to Madrid.
So year six started, yeah? Mm-hmm. I remember it vividly, on a Wednesday. By Friday, I'd been to Spain for fighting. Oh. It's mad. So I'm thinking it's calm. It's a two-day stretch. I'm going to lie and pretend that I was sick. Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to pretend I'm sick. My parents will never find out. Mm-hmm.
Sunday comes now. My dad's a pastor, innit? So in my household, yeah, we had to pray before church. We had to get dressed. We prayed as a family together. But my parents were prayer warriors.
A pre-workout prayer.
Praying for the journey.
It's mad. So I come down in my shiny suit. I open the living room door. Mum's there. Dad's there. Siblings are there. But I notice my mum's got my uniform beside her on the chair. I'm thinking, yeah, the gig is up. Something's happened overnight that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
But let's see what happened. My mom's like, go on, sit down. I'm like, cool. She has a letter in her hand, innit? She's like, so when were you planning on telling us this? You know your head teacher came last night and dropped this by hand.
Ugh, by hand?
By hand.
Effort.
Yeah, she hates you. They hate you for sure.
Mad. At this point, I'm thinking, someone's going to scuff me right now. I didn't know what was between my mum, my dad, my sibling. It's a three-pronged attack. They were interchangeable. I didn't know who's striking first, did it?
Triple threat match.
A lifestyle of money for me, new fam.
Royal Rumble. My mum just lifts up my uniform. She's like, go and change into your clothes. Oh. You'll wear this to church for the next 2 weeks to make up for the lost time. Oh. My siblings are just out here laughing. And my uniform's bright yellow. It's not classy as hell. It's not classy at all. I'm thinking, yeah, it's long. It's going to be a long day for me in church this day. On the way to church, my mom's cussing me. I'm thinking, how are you going to praise God when you're in this mood? It's not making sense. I get to Sunday school now, and there's always that one loud kid. Why are you wearing your uniform to church?
Yeah,
and I'm vexed because that's usually me. I would have been the one to make that joke. And I'm like, what's going on? It gets to the sermon. Obviously, my dad's preaching that day. My dad's telling bare indirects. So David, he defeated Goliath at a tender age. He was fighting for Jesus, fighting for Christ, fighting for humanity. Some of you are fighting, but what are you fighting for?
The theme of the sermon is fighting and exclusion.
She moved like she ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. I move, I ain't got no problem.
No problem.
Cause we ain't got no problem. We move, we ain't got no problem.
No problem.
I ain't got no problem. We ain't got no problems, no problems,
lingo,
no
lingo. Hot gals down for that lingo. Had meerkats on their mind all day.
This is Dej. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
But I used to live in East Innit, so I lived in Upton Park. And in Upton Park, there's this bait hair shop called Queen's Cosmetics, isn't it?
Yeah.
So bare girls used to go there, and my girl used to bang it out. So I used to.